Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The initial autopsy for Brian Laundrie's cause of death was inconclusive, according to the Laundrie family attorney, Stephen Bertolino, on Monday, adding that Laundrie's remains will now be sent to an anthropologist for further evaluation. The White House on Monday rejected two more of President Trump's claims of executive privilege over releasing documents to the mostly partisan January 6th committee. A national car rental company is ready to introduce electric Teslas to its fleet. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau has more.
Those in a rental car could soon get a Tesla when they use Hertz in the future. The Florida-based company is ordering 100,000 Teslas by the end of next year. Tesla Model 3s will be available starting early next month in major markets across the United States. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Thank you, Tim. We are USA Radio News.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tags, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a man guarding his home around the clock. Because he has 24/7 professional monitoring from SimpliSafe Home Security. With 24/7 professional monitoring, SimpliSafe keeps watch night and day. If there's trouble, SimpliSafe alerts him and will dispatch emergency help when needed. Get free shipping with the order of a new system at SimpliSafe.com today.
As another massive immigrant caravan breaks through Mexico police lines Saturday, its destination is the United States. As border guru Vice President Kamala Harris offers no leadership again this week, lawmakers continue to speak out on this self-induced crisis. Brad Bernard from the West Texas USA Radio News Bureau has more.
When you have more than 1.3 million people illegally crossing your border, they're not assimilating, they're not acclimating, they're actually not going to even show up for any of their hearings. Senator Tim Scott argued on Life, Liberty, and Levin Sunday.
We had a president under President Trump that wanted to secure our border. I supported and voted for more resources to build a wall so that you can control the inflow into your country.
Senator Scott claimed that the Remain in Mexico policy helped remedy the border crisis, but that the current situation is a Biden-made disaster. From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
We are USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
President Biden's stumping in New Jersey Monday continues to try and sell his massive spending bill.
What are we doing? What in God's name are we doing? We pay for it all. It doesn't increase the deficit one single cent.
Republicans are quick to point out there's no such thing as a free lunch, and however Biden spends this, the American consumer will end up paying the bill as inflation teeters the American economy. Over half of America disapproves with the president's job performance this year. The poll was conducted by 538.com on Monday. West Virginia's Democrat Senator Joe Manchin says he's ready to get on board with the spending bill.
We're all working in good faith. I've been talking to everybody, as you know, and I think that we've got a good understanding of each other now, better than we've ever had.
The Virginia election is Tuesday, November 2nd. Republican Tennessee Senator Marsha Blackburn says Biden's spending bill is bad for America.
and they want to take one vote and in that one vote have government control of your kids, the ability for the federal government to monitor your bank account in real time. They want government control of health care. They want the Green New Deal. They want all of these expanded services and programs. What they're trying to do is make the American people totally and completely dependent on the federal government, cradle to grave, daylight to dark.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. My name is Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Hey, thank you for joining us as we're head bobbing to a little Buffalo Springfield. Why not? 6 minutes after the top of the hour, you got two nostalgic knuckleheads like Dr. Alex McFarland and Bill Martinez coming together. We got to have music in the center of it. I mean, why not, Alex, right?
Exactly, exactly. By the way, you know, whenever I hear Buffalo Springfield, did you know, okay, I have a trivia question for my dear friend Bill Martinez.
Okay, you always do this to me.
Singer, guitarist, was in Buffalo Springfield, but just before Buffalo Springfield got nationally famous, one of their singer guitarists left to be in another band, and it was a great decision. Do you know who became way more famous than Buffalo Springfield by going to be in a different band?
That's a good question. Wow. Okay, go ahead. Give me a hint. Sounds like
it was okay. In the new band, this guy famously sang lead on songs like Shades of Grey, Anti-Griselda. It was Peter Tork of the Monkees. Peter Tork.
Peter Tork. Oh wow. Okay, that is.
He helped. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he helped found Buffalo Springfield, and
wow.
He jumped ship to audition for this thing that was being put together called the Monkees.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, and that's interesting. I was not aware of that because, you know, most people, you know, look at the Monkees as almost like Milli Vanilli, that it was just kind of an assembled group, and they were frontmen, and there were background musicians that were doing it, but people do not understand the musicianship of one Peter Tork.
Exactly, exactly. And you know what? I saw the Monkees several times. Had the privilege. I was at a fundraiser, and met Mickey Dolan. Absolutely delightful.
What a hoot.
Guy.
Is he a hoot or what? I know. He's so much
he's
fun.
A great vocalist. Oh, my goodness. Mickey Dolan had a great voice. But, you know, he was so kind. When I was growing up, I have a dear sister. I was just on the phone with her. And my sister is 5 years older than me. And I got my love of music from my sister because, you know, coming down the hallway from her bedroom was always, oh, golly, Elvis, the Beatles, Herman's Hermits, the Monkees, the
right.
Beach Boys, you know. And so I was at a function and I met Mickey Dolenz and I said, hey, let's call my sister because she was just in love with you guys. So she didn't pick up. And Mickey Dolenz had my cell phone, and he was like, Caroline, you better pick up. This is Mickey Dolenz. I would love to say hello. So, like, weeks go by, and finally, I said to my sister, I said, hey, did you ever get a certain voicemail on your machine? She was like, yeah, very funny. It sounded a lot like him. I said, it really, because it was him. She goes, you're right. I said, no, Carolyn, honest. I said, listen, when your brother calls you, you better pick up the phone. You never know who it'll be.
Exactly. Well, yeah, you had the real thing. I mean, as opposed to me, I was at a Catholic event, and they had a cardboard, believe it or not, this was almost a sacrilege, a cardboard caricature of the Pope, right? And so we're taking pictures with the Pope, and I send it to my brother, and my brother was like, he goes, oh my God, Billy's with the Pope.
Oh, wow.
I almost didn't have the heart to tell him, you know, but it was so real like. I mean, it was amazing, but I'm probably going to catch hell somewhere down the road for that. You almost had this sense of sacrilege that you were, you know, but I wasn't like some of the other people that were, you know, doing things to the cardboard, image of the Pope.
I've been privileged to meet a lot of interesting and fascinating, wonderful people. None more special to me than you, brother.
Oh, I tell you, you're too kind. You really are kind, Alex, and I always appreciate our time together, and I hope our audience is blessed with a little bit of reverie here and we're not even talking Rickenbacker guitars either, but you and I, we still have to finish that discussion because I'm looking for a Black Beauty. I've got to get my hands on a Black Beauty Rickenbacker guitar. I just,
Hey, listen, I want to come to your studio and be on. This is a little bit self-serving, but seriously, folks, to everybody listening, Bill Martinez is a national treasure. You are such a great guy, so knowledgeable on so many subjects, and I just wish we had, you know, thousands more like you in our nation, but I want to come and let's have a jam session in your studio one day on the radio. How about that?
Hey, you're on. You're on. We'll definitely do that. You may have to wait till I move because I'm in the process of moving. God's doing some interesting things here in my life by His grace and mercy. As the wisest man ever to walk the earth outside of Jesus was Solomon, and he said, sure. "The end of things is better than the beginning." And that's what I'm holding to right now, Alex, because there's certain things that are ending in my life that needed to conclude. And God said, it's time. It's time.
Right.
And as challenging as that can be right now, it gives me hope because God is a God of redemption and a God of hope. And here we are. But speaking of redemption and hope, I want to talk about your book, The Assault on America, How to Defend Our Nation Before It's Too Late. We are starting to see across the country bonfires of resistance from constitutionally freedom-loving citizens who believe in we the people standing up against this Marxist movement that has come upon our country. Now, the bookends of our country, the West and East Coast, may have already sold their souls to the devil, but flyover country, which the left always wants to make fun of, I mean, you know, who's laughing at who here? I mean, they're looking out at what's happening in D.C. and this ludicrousness. I mean, here we are, energy independent 1 month, and within months, we're no longer energy independent. California now, a friend of mine just sent me a picture. My son is now, he moved back to California from Florida. That's a long story. But anyway, $7 a gallon, Alex, for gas. $7 a gallon. It's insane.
Well, yeah. Well, you know, in central North Carolina, where I'm from, I was born and raised in North Carolina, and in fact, my wife and I right now, we live within a couple of miles of where my family has been for 200 years. But there is Colonial Pipeline, and there's a tank farm, and as far as you can see, there are these tanks of oil and gas, and they go to many parts of the nation. And yet, in the shadow of Colonial Pipeline, gas is $4.10 a gallon, Bill. Mm. And, you know, heaven help the far-flung parts of the country where, you know, shipping and delivery issues arise. But you know, it's been said, you know, Greensboro never runs out of gas, and yet we're paying $4.10 where you know, a year ago it was well under $2.
You know, go figure. And this is not by accident, is it, Alex?
No. Although the ineptitude of the left certainly has ripple effects that touch all areas of our life, and I'm so thrilled that you're speaking truth in this dire situation.
Well, we need to, because as Adolf Hitler said, you know, the way to kill 11 million people is you get them to buy into a big lie. Basically, that's a paraphrase. But the premise is still true. And this is what the Biden administration, what the Democrats, those on the left are doing, is they want America to buy into this big lie. More from Alex after this.
Use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses. Apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
If you're 65 or older, and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield, and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Welcome back, America. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, the infamous Dr. Alex McFarland continues with us, author of the book, The Assault on America, How to Defend Our Nation Before It's Too Late. I mean, this is the watchman on the wall sounding the alarm to America. And it's not only America, Alex, it's the world that needs to heed to this message, as our good friend Trevor Loudon would say. You know, he's from New Zealand, and the first time I met Trevor and his interest in America was so intense. And I said, Trevor, explain to me, you're from New Zealand. What do you care about America? He goes, Bill, America is our defender. Without America, we become China. You know, I've got to protect our homeland, you know, and now here, look what's happening, you know, as our country is looking weak and our administration is has such perceived weakness. You know, China is doing, Pacific exercises with Russia. Iran is nuking up. All these things are happening. And Taiwan is wondering, hey, is America going to be there to protect us? You know, the president says that, of course, we are. And the next thing you know, his administration is walking back a very clear statement to George Stephanopoulos that, of course, we'd be there for Taiwan. But then again, you know, Psaki has come in and said, well, that's not exactly what he meant. It's
right,
like,
right.
Guys, what does he mean? You know, Jim, why don't you set him aside, and from now on, you tell us, okay? You just tell us what he means.
Well, you know, it really, if it weren't so frightening, it would be laughable. I mean, clearly, you know, Biden is not in control. I mean, look, several times this year he has said, they told me to step over here, and I would say more, but I would be in trouble. And I've been instructed to say that. I mean, who is they? Who is I've been instructed to? So clearly, you know, Biden is not flying the airplane. And, you know, I can only imagine the stomach ulcers and beads of sweat that are being created when he goes off script.
Exactly.
And again, it would be humorous if it weren't so dangerous.
Right. But I think what you're saying is partially true, but I can say this. There's no doubt in my mind that somehow Joe Biden got in the cockpit and controlled the levers when it came to Afghanistan. I mean, that is really clear, because you've got the generals, even as liberal as they are, coming going, well, that's not exactly what happened. You know, we told him, you know, just the opposite. But, you know, Bill Gates warned us, and he said that, in 30, 40 years of Biden's, foreign policy experience, he's not gotten one thing right. Well, he's still batting 1,000%, Alex.
Exactly. And, you know, we don't actually know how many Americans have been abandoned. You look at the abandonment of Americans in Afghanistan and just the foreign policy disaster that reckless decision is and was. But also, I mean, you look at the open borders. Now, Bill, the hypocrisy of the left, our southern border is opened.
Yes.
Biden, you know, he is a president. He's for building the wall. But it's the wall around his gated community and mansion there in New Jersey, not a wall that protects our southern border.
Or in Delaware. Yeah, right.
Yeah,
exactly.
Delaware, sorry.
Yeah, right.
And the interest of American citizens. I mean, look, if they will throw Americans under the bus in Afghanistan, you know they will in Middle America.
Of course.
And so, folks, I would implore you, I would beg for our own well-being, but the America that our kids and grandkids will live in, stop voting Democrat.
Yeah.
And look, forget labels. And I've heard these tropes. Well, the Democrats are for the working man and the Republicans are rich. Forget that. Let's talk about who is going to defend our Constitution and the rights of Americans. And, you know, since we're in a culture, Bill, where critical thinking skills are often in short supply, and basically sometimes issues and people are furthered along by mere repetition. I'm just going to repeat this.
Yes.
Stop voting Democrat. America, if you care about your own future, stop electing Democrats. not honor the rule of law. They are anti-constitution. Everything that is of our great nation is being destructed by the Democrats, and people, stop electing Democrats if you want an America.
Exactly. Well, I keep, you know, to your suggestion and to your point here, I keep hammering time and again where the Democrats were, you know, because here's the Democrats, you know, talking about, the Republicans are hindering the voting process and yada, 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 right? Well, the 13th Amendment, which abolished slavery, okay, it was passed with 100 Republican support. You know how many Democrats supported it? 23%, Alex. Okay, 14th Amendment, gave citizenship to freed slaves. How many Republicans? 94%. Democrats? Tribe Bupkis. Zero. Goose egg. 15%. Yeah. This is one, right? Right to vote for all. 100% Republican support. Democrat support? Bupkis. Zero. And you got Tracy, you know, Stacey Abrams running around talking about, how they're hindering the vote. And, you know, yeah, historically, this is what the Democrats have done. And they've been able to hijack the historic narrative and continue to purport one lie after another. And the people that know, they're smarter than this. And to your encouragement and what you said is so clear that people need to stand up. Fear not. You cannot be in fear of these misguided culture warriors because they need to be saved from themselves. Because what they're doing in destroying America, they're destroying their very lives. And what they're doing, as we talked with Daniel Natal earlier this morning, Alex, he says what the Democrats are doing and these Marxists, they are racing to the lowest common denominator, and they're promoting mediocrity. I can't imagine at any level that you're going to be happy at the end of your life saying, you know what, Alex, I was a great mediocre person.
Oh, yeah. Well, do you know Stacey Abrams? Okay. Stacey Abrams went to Yale Law School on grants and assistance. You know, Stacey Abrams is on a speaking tour right now. She's doing a one-night event all over the country called A Conversation with Stacey Abrams. It's $200 a ticket. And listen, tell me that somebody like a Stacey Abrams is connected with common people. For $200, you can go and hear her speak for 45 minutes. And look, I support that. I mean, it's a free country, and I'm a capitalist. And, hey, if she can rally people that are foolish enough to pay two bills to hear her speak, you know, more power to her. But don't tell me that these progressive liberal Democrats are in touch with working people who have to live within a budget. I mean, my goodness, Bill, talking about not only raising the debt ceiling, but abolishing any debt ceiling. Bill, at my house, we have to live within our means.
Right, exactly.
And another thing, folks, one thing that the liberals are always against are term limits for congressmen. And these career politicians like Nancy Pelosi that get up there and they become wealthy, insanely, obscenely wealthy by staying elected for their life. But like you said earlier in our conversation, Bill, brush fires of resistance are being ignited. And
exactly.
I pray to God, may the Lord help us sufficiently have a revival. And I've said this on your show, and I want to say it again. Protestant and Catholic, we need each other. Catholics and Protestants together. Look, we agree on God, His Word, Jesus. Life, morality, freedom. We can do this. We can make a difference, but we need each other.
Yeah, we must turn to God. At $200 a ticket, you imagine? I mean, it really brings credence to P.T. Barnum saying that there's a sucker born every minute, I guess, right?
Right. But you know what?
There it is.
$200 is losing 45 minutes you can't get back.
Yeah, there it is. More important. Alex McFarland, author of the book, The Assault on America. Alex, love you, buddy. Godspeed, my friend.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The initial autopsy for Brian Laundrie's cause of death was inconclusive, according to the Laundrie family attorney, Stephen Bertolino, on Monday, adding that Laundrie's remains will now be sent to an anthropologist for further evaluation. The White House on Monday rejected 2 more of President Trump's claims of executive privilege over releasing documents to the mostly partisan January 6th committee. A national car rental company is ready to introduce electric Teslas to its fleet. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau has more.
Those in a rental car could soon get a Tesla when they use Hertz in the future. The Florida-based company is ordering 100,000 Teslas by the end of next year. Tesla Model 3s will be available starting early next month in major markets across the United States. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Thank you, Tim. We are USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Welcome back, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, class is in session. The NYU professor Andrew Ross joins us. His new book, Sunbelt Blues, The Failure of American Housing. The question is there a housing crisis right now, or is it just being blown out of proportion? Professor, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Oh, thanks for having me on the show.
Well, thank you for your research and hard work on this. You really bring to light, you know, the reality of what's going on with this housing crisis. Is it real or imagined?
Oh, it's very, very real. I'm sure many of your listeners will concur with that. It was a crisis of national proportions before the pandemic, actually global proportions. But to the surprise of a lot of folks, we've seen housing prices soar recently, and rents are headed in the same direction. So that crisis is becoming a bit of an emergency, especially because we don't have any protections against evictions anymore. Hundreds and thousands of people are facing evictions right now. That's an emergency.
Exactly. Well, this is amazing, as you say. I mean, this is all going in the wrong direction. I mean, where are we headed for another bust, a bubble bust, but of magnificent proportions like we've never seen before?
You mean in the housing market?
Yes, of course. Yeah.
That's always fairly difficult to predict. I would say not currently, although, you know, there's a lot of the big difference in the housing market since the last crash more than a decade ago is a high level of Wall Street penetration of the market. A lot of private equity firms have snapped up single-family homes, turned them into rentals, and actually in the second quarter of this year, one in six houses purchased nationwide was purchased by a big corporate investor in Wall Street. Sometimes in some markets as much as one in four. That has an impact on the housing market. With so many units are owned by a single entity, a largely faceless entity, and
yes.
Rents increase and low income homes are taken off the market as a result.
And of course, greed is going to take over here. So now you've got these faceless entities that are going to take these, single home dwellings and turn them into multiple use. And they'll turn them into, condos are going to make the most of that property because, after all, look at local governments are going to want to go with that because that means more tax money for them, right?
In a lot of regions, unfortunately, that's all local governments have to rely on for revenue is property taxes, and that's one of the things that skews development patterns nationwide. They don't have any tools for raising revenue otherwise.
Yeah, but my point is those single-family homes are going to turn into multi-use dwellings, are they not? The states are going to say, hey, look, if we can take that land, tear down that single-family unit, and we'll put up apartments and look at how much more revenue we'll be able to generate. How far down the road are we from realizing, that next move?
Well, so far that's not how the things are turning out. The conversion into rentals is mostly single-family rentals. People who might have been able to afford a house before are now only able to afford a rental. So they're basically in the same homes, but they're not able to enter the home ownership market. We've seen home ownership levels slide, and we've seen an increase in rentership over the last decade, which, doesn't do anything for property taxes. In fact, quite the opposite.
Well, but you think sooner or later, though, these local governments, as you said, this is a main source of revenue, and with what happened here recently with Governor Newsom in California, what he signed into play was, proposing that the very thing that I just laid out is what they're going to move to, is that they're going to convert these single-family homes into multiple-use dwellings. And get ready, this is very much in the near future, at least on the West Coast.
Yeah, I think the West, California has a fairly specific problem or challenge. It's not unique, but the thing about housing markets, they're very local, and they really do. The situation varies from region to region, and sometimes within the same metro area, at least
right.
That's what I'm finding. Most of my research was in Central Florida, which
right.
When I was doing it was the single worst place in the country to find affordable housing for low-income
right.
people.
Yeah, and I want to talk about that because people would be surprised. The area that you were looking at was right around Disney World.
Yes, and it's a county, working-class county in Florida that basically is a kind of dormitory for tourist industry workers. And a lot of Disney employees living in motels, budget motels there. I spent a lot of time in my book living in those motels myself, single rooms, sometimes multi-generational families with their domestic pets living in those rooms. And these are not temporary or transitional residences at this point in time. They're fairly permanent. You can find them anywhere in the country, though. The motels, budget motels that no longer really can serve the hospitality market are increasingly the default housing choice for American families that just can't make it into the homeownership marketplace.
Right. And then how many rooms are being taken up by migrants coming into the country? that has to be impacting, you know, the vacancy rates there as well, right? Or the occupancy rate, I should say.
The area that I was looking at was a high level of Puerto Rican occupancy, and Puerto Ricans are not migrants, of course. They're citizens.
No. Right.
And they're sort of changing the demographic in Central Florida quite rapidly. The migrants, the only migrants I really came across were what you could call climate migrants or refugees from hurricanes in the Caribbean.
Mm-hmm.
But a relatively small number in Central Florida, I would say.
Yeah. Yeah, this might be an addendum that comes up a little bit later on, because the time that you wrote the book and what's been happening in the last, 12 months, less than 12 months since the new administration, our border has been stormed, and now we see, another 40, 50,000 people. I mean, you see the video of people just running through law enforcement there in Mexico, and they're coming to our border, and we've already released a number. We don't even know for sure, because Mayorkas seem to be rather vague. They were very hesitant to give us a number initially, and then it came out, well, maybe 12, around 12,000, plus or minus, kind of deal. It's like, wait a minute, you're a government official. You should have those numbers down exactly who you let in, because after all, even if you calculate the gotaways, that they say roughly, it's estimated according to Border Patrol, probably 500,000 people that are getaways, that there's no accounting for them. They're just here in the interior of our country, God only knows where. But that's a whole nother topic. But I think it touches on this crisis that you're talking about. So where is this crisis happening based on your study? Is it in cities, suburbs, or rural areas?
Yeah, well, I can address your comments also, Bill, because the other, obviously these numbers are difficult to get finality on, but the other side of that story, I would say, is that many of the border crossers, of course, were and are involved in the construction industry when they get to this country, and currently we hear lots of stories about a labor shortage across the country, and certainly in manual occupations, and especially in the construction industry. So there is a labor supply question there. But to address your other question about how national this is, obviously, as I said, the housing market is pretty uneven, but a couple of statistics. One is that...
We got 15 seconds left. I'll tell you what, why don't we hold on to that? And we'll pick it up from there when we come back. We've got more from the professor, Andrew Ross. We're talking his new book, Sunbelt Blues, The Failure of American Housing. Stay with us.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We are
offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you with us enjoying a part of your day. I'm Bill Martinez. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, we're talking with the professor from NYU. His brand new book, Sunbelt Blues, The Failure of American Housing. I mean, there's so many moving parts of this, kind of amazing. And as I was just talking with the professor offline here, you know, we've always, and you've heard me say this, and I sound, you know, now that he's enlightening, give me more information, it's like, oh my gosh, I've been lying to you, or at least giving you the wrong information. It's been routinely said that about 10,000 empty apartments are in Manhattan right now, and the professor has updated me, and you're not going to believe the number. He says 350,000 empty apartments are in Manhattan. I mean, this is astounding, Andrew.
Yeah, it is, and I mean, there are lots of reasons for it, but you know, one of the primary reasons is that New York is one of those housing markets that's very attractive to overseas investors. And, you know, like the Wall Street firms that have snapped up single-family homes in the last 10 years, the overseas investors like to park their money somewhere. New York real estate is a very attractive location for that. Miami, too. Central Florida. Mm-hmm. Sure, parts of California. Mm-hmm. They don't live here, though. They own the homes, they own the units, but you can tell when you pass a high rise, a luxury high rise, midtown here, there are no lights on.
Yeah, lights are out. Exactly.
Exactly. And that has a big impact on neighborhoods and the ability of people to break into, you know, home ownership markets and so on and so forth. A big impact on middle class. And the middle class is, when I say middle class, low-income people have always had trouble finding affordable housing. But in the last decade or so, we've seen this problem go upscale and march into the middle class. So Zillow recently, and an analyst at Zillow estimated that by the end of this year, the typical American renter will be paying more than 30% of their household budget on housing, which means they're cost burdened officially, according to federal benchmarks. That's very troubling. Well,
yeah, and the other thing, they don't make it easy. I mean, really, the technocrats have taken over. I don't know. I mean, I had to go through this process with my youngest son here recently, and I'm challenged, admittedly, in dealing with people that just love their computers, they love the technocracy, and that's the way you have to communicate with them. And what they do, they create such a demand for a limited number of houses. And now what they're doing is they're having you do your own pre-qualification and, you know, be in contact with all your former landlords, get them to, you know, send their okay so you can download their, you know, their approval of your past performance as a renter. And, you know, you've got to go through all this work that isn't something you do within a couple of hours. I mean, if you want to do some history, it'll take you a day and a half to get this done. And meanwhile, you know, they've run a credit check on you. So now you get dinged on your credit. And then you get there and, you know, think, okay, they've accepted. They said, okay, you've successfully have applied, only to be told 4 days later that there's things missing according to their review of the documents. And now you got to go back and, you know, put additional time into it. I mean, it's not easy renting a house with this process, which is all controlled by technocrats.
Yeah, you summed it up very well. The other side of that is you're feeding the algorithms. Mm-hmm. A lot of home purchases now are done by algorithms, especially by the Wall Street firms that I mentioned earlier. They're not mm-hmm. humans that are buying the place.
Yes,
they are computer algorithms and extracting the rents accordingly. Mm-hmm. So it's not only cumbersome, it's also very troubling. And if you care about, you know, surveillance of the individual and the collection of data that individuals are now forced to submit to simply to, you know, as part of an application process, it's something that certainly troubles me.
Yeah, sure. I'm with you on it.
Your listeners, yeah.
Andrew, as you did your research for this, how many people are being affected by this housing situation, would you estimate?
Well, more than half the population, for sure, is challenged, and in ways that shouldn't exist. Really, I mean, we're the richest country in the world. We really ought to have a society where people don't, have a roof over their heads. I talk to a lot of people living in the woods. In tent encampments in central Florida.
Right.
They've been there a long time, more than a decade. They work full time. They can't afford an apartment. And the budget motels, I spent a lot of time in the budget motels, which are everywhere. Mm-hmm. And likewise, they don't have the money that you need to get into an apartment because you need first and last month's rent and a deposit. They just don't have that. And that's the difference between them living in a place that's not fit for long-term human habitation and living in a decent apartment.
Exactly. How many people did you find out there in these, in these encampments?
Oh, they're pretty extensive. And, you know, they're part of the invisible homeless population. People really don't see them. I mean, they might be aware of people living in motels, but not in the woods. But you can find them pretty much anywhere, just off a commercial strip or near a mall, the back of a Walmart.
Exactly.
That's where you find them, and they're really interesting encampments, I have to say. I mean, people have pretty elaborate compounds set up out there, and they were living in the woods was within their comfort zone. A lot of them had a rural background, so they were used to living outdoors. But you know, there's no question they would be thriving if they had a proper roof over their heads,
right?
More than they are today.
Yeah, they're surviving and waiting until you know, the local governments come in and say, okay, we're going to do a sweep and clean these areas out. Because I'm familiar here in Florida where I'm at. I'm on the East Coast in Port St. Lucie. And just south of me, behind a Walmart, there are those facilities. There are those encampments out in the woods, you know. And I don't know how these people are able to exist, because bugs bug me. And there's plenty of bugs out here during this time, and they would chew me up. They love Mexican meat, I think, Andrew. That's what it is, you know. So they come after me in droves.
Well, bugs are the. I mean, we're really talking about alligators as neighbors.
Yeah, right.
In a lot of those places. But you know, there people make very interesting little societies of their own under conditions not of their choosing. And yeah. I find a lot of that, a lot of cooperation between people, you know, acts of extreme kindness and sharing.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's got to be incredible, the stories that you were able to draw from these people, because these are fellow human beings finding a way to, you know, work together and come in community in a, you know, a less than... you know, optimal situation, but making the most in order to survive. And these families, I mean, in some cases, you've got families involved here with kids, right?
Not so much in the woods. I didn't find too many kids in the woods, but certainly in the motels, you know, multi-generational right. families, you know, with domestic wow. pets all living in one room. And they, you know, some of them have suffered foreclosure on their homes. You know, and they thought they were just, you know, in a transitional situation in the motels, but then they find they've been there for several years.
Exactly. Because once you have an eviction on your record, I mean, that's an anathema. You know, not many people are going to, you know, rent a home to you, not to mention these faceless corporate entities, right, with their algorithms.
Yes. Yeah. These are all knocks against you. It's true. Yeah.
Yeah. So what's the hidden problem that's extending this crisis? We got a couple of minutes left here, Andrew.
Well, I'd have to say, I mean, there are a lot of factors. It's not, and there's no single magic bullet for the housing crisis, but income shortage is a big one in my view. You know, the simple fact is people can't afford housing, and that's because they don't have enough money to afford housing. So We need to do something about that. We need to ensure that there are limits to what the market can bear. Private market housing delivery hasn't really worked all that well in providing affordable housing. We need to be looking at alternatives, in my view. And they are out there. They're very difficult to push through. And the federal government, which could and should be providing a comprehensive solution, is, of course, you know, pretty dysfunctional right now and gridlocked at a time right. when, you know, when that kind of federal power, for what it's worth, is really needed.
Yeah, if they were serious about it, they could, you know, they could affect more, you know, government housing at affordable cost for these people, could they not?
Yeah, there's been a lot of talk about that, reviving government housing and rent controls and, you know, all the tools right. that local governments could and should be able to use to ensure that people have a roof over their heads.
Well, Professor, I cannot thank you enough. This is a great study, and I appreciate the insight that you bring with this book, Sunbelt Blues, The Failure of American Housing. Andrew Ross has been our guest. Thank you. Appreciate the insight. Have a great day, Professor.
Thank you for having me on your show, Bill.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000?
your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text G-O-L-D to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542. Angie's List is